You're listening to You've Got This, episode 234. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about a kind of unintended social media detox that I've been doing for the last month or so. And a few weeks back, I wrote a blog post about this and talked about how I had been off of social media for about a week. And then I decided to stay off of it for longer. So I will link to that blog post in the show notes. And I thought I would spend this episode talking a little bit about why I decided to do this and kind of how it came to be and some of the results that I'm experiencing from taking a little bit of a break from social media. So first, I should just say that when I say taking a break from social media, what I decided to do in the beginning was to basically not check social media or post on social media for about a week. I just wanted to kind of walk away from it and just give myself a bit of a rest. And I think this is a helpful thing to do with just about anything that you feel like you've gotten into kind of a habit with, just to try being without it for a little while and kind of see how that feels. So I ended up just moving the apps that were on my phone to a different screen so that it wasn't so easy for me to just kind of like with a kind of muscle memory response, you know, like go straight to those apps. And I actually did find that when I would go into my phone for the first couple of days, my thumb like immediately went to those spaces. And so I do think that moving the apps or if you needed like to remove the apps completely, it would really help to kind of start with something like this. But I did go ahead and just post on Instagram that I was taking a break for a week. I had been posting there daily with my to-do list. And so there were some people I think that would have noticed if I had just stopped posting without saying anything. But I didn't really say anything on Twitter and I didn't say anything on LinkedIn. You know, I just kind of stopped going there. And what I will say immediately is I got a huge energy boost in the first week that I wasn't expecting. I was really kind of surprised by that. I think that I hadn't really realized that even the social time on social media was kind of draining for me. It is a place where I connect with a lot of my clients and I follow a lot of my clients. They follow me. And so there's often like private messages that we're, you know, going back and forth, direct messaging with each other. And so it was kind of nice to just have a bit of a break from the time that I was spending on those platforms. And the other thing I realized was I was really using particularly Instagram as kind of a margin space when I had time in between meetings. I would just like pop into my phone and kind of see what was going on with people. And that wasn't necessarily a good thing for me to be doing. And I think that I was getting just not, I wasn't getting a break from screens. And so instead, when I took this break for the week from social media, what I decided to do was just kind of stare off into space a little bit and just give my eyes a bit of a break from looking at a screen right in front of my face or do some meditation or just get up and walk around my house for a moment. And it made a big difference. I mean, I think that's really why I got a bit of a boost of energy is because I wasn't just staring at a screen all day long. So once the week passed, I was feeling pretty good. And I was just like, I don't think I want to go back. I think I want to take kind of more of an extended break from this. And so what I decided to do was to start kind of checking in with social media, but only really like once a day. And I'm still not really posting there. So what I've been doing for the last few weeks is, you know, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening, I don't even really have a routine around it. I'll just kind of pop in and see, you know, look at a few posts and kind of see what people are doing. Now on LinkedIn, I still have my notifications turned on so that if somebody wants to connect with me, for example, I get like a little notification and then I can check that and kind of see, you know, what's going on. And I want to be responsive to those kinds of things or if somebody messages me or something like that. But for the most part, I haven't really been posting anything. And I have also really found that by taking the break, I notice a lot more when I go into Instagram in particular, and I'm just kind of mindlessly scrolling, which is what I was doing a lot. You know, I was spending a good chunk of time either in the morning or the evening or in between meetings, just kind of like scrolling through, not necessarily with any intention or purposefulness. I was just kind of looking at what was there. Now, after taking the break from social media, it's a lot more obvious to me once I've kind of crossed the line from like checking in on specific people that I care about and that I kind of want to see what their updates are, to just like mindlessly scrolling through the app and because I'm bored or because I don't have anything else that I want to be doing. And so now when I find myself doing that and I kind of cross over into the mindless scrolling, I just close the app and I don't keep going. Now, what this has also helped me to realize, and I actually did this before I took that week break, is I went through and looked at who I was following that also had a newsletter. And I was like, well, maybe if I decide to do, you know, a longer break from this, I do want to keep like in contact with some people. I do want to keep following their content and seeing what they're up to. But I don't necessarily need to do that through social media because some people have newsletters. So I went through different websites and I signed up for a few of these newsletters so that I could get notified of what they were up to. And then also I went to their blogs to see if I was signed up on my feed reader for their blogs. And if I wasn't, then I went ahead and signed up for that too. So it allowed me to stay connected to certain people that I care about following without necessarily relying on social media to stay connected to those people. So that was actually really helpful, you know, for me to start to think about, can I have less social media in my life because I'm not worried about what am I missing out on, that somebody is only posting on social media and not in these other spaces. Now, of course, there are certain people that I follow that are not doing newsletters, that do not have blogs, and they're primarily using social media as the place to kind of share their story. And am I willing to kind of let those people go if I don't want to be checking social media all the time? And basically my answer was yes. Now, I would also say, and I've talked about this, I think, a couple other times, I curate my social media following pretty heavily in that I go in every 6 weeks or so and I start to cull out people that I don't really want to follow or that I'm not really finding useful in terms of their content. And so on any platform, I am following maybe a couple to a few hundred people, and that's about it, with the exception of LinkedIn, which is kind of run a little bit differently. So on Twitter and on Instagram, I don't have a ton of people that I'm following, and that certainly helps with me kind of thinking about whether or not I want to keep using these platforms or not. Now, of course, the other question that I was really starting to wonder about was, to what degree do I use these platforms to market aspects of my business? And if I stop being on social media so much, and if I stop posting, will I start to see kind of a hit in terms of people's awareness of, you know, my coaching or my coach training program or other kinds of programs that I offer? Now, I thought about this for a while, and this was actually something that Sarah Langworthy and I talk about on a recent episode of Make Your Way, so I'll link to that in the show notes as well. And we both talked about how we have pulled back from social media as kind of a marketing tactic for our businesses, in part because we just haven't had time. We've actually been engaging a lot with our clients. We've had a growth in our client bases to the degree that we weren't really actively seeking more clients. So that was kind of like answer number one for me, is that I actually am kind of full up when it comes to clients right now, and maybe a little bit overfull because my calendar is really booked tight. And so I don't necessarily need to be advertising some of these things because they're filling. So that was actually kind of useful for me to think about that and to really understand that you don't need to kind of keep putting some of this stuff out there because the message is happening on its own. I have a lot of word of mouth advertising, for example, that happens from client to client, that they kind of tell each other about my coaching or about my different programs. So that was a little bit of a relief to think about that because I think it is a big decision for a business to kind of stop having a social media presence. So I thought about that. And then the other thing that happened during this period, which actually really helped me even more, is my phone stopped working. I had my battery on my phone die about a week ago now, and I had to send it in. I still don't have it back. And it basically was in a situation where I had to keep it plugged in all the time in order for it to be working. And so I just left it in my bedroom, which is where I normally charge it. And I didn't really use it all day. And I have an iPad, but I wasn't used to using my iPad for doing social media scrolling. And so it just really got me out of the habit of looking at anything in terms of social media. So all that to say, I would say now I'm pretty well weaned off of social media. I go in every once in a while, maybe once a day, sometimes less, and I kind of look around and see what's going on. But I'm really not looking at Twitter all that much at all, unless somebody mentions my handle. And on Instagram, I would say I'm spending maybe 10 minutes tops. Now, the other kind of really amazing result from this has been I am reading so much more because in the mornings, in the evenings, I was spending a lot of time when I was really tired, kind of mindlessly scrolling on social, and now I am reading books instead. And so I'm reading like 3 to 4 books a week, in part because I think I'm spending a lot less time on social media. So that's been kind of a little bit of a silver lining of this whole situation that was kind of unintended. I was not expecting for that to happen. But definitely, it's welcomed. I have a huge stack of things that I want to be reading, and so I've really enjoyed kind of turning my attention to that. So, all that to say, I think that this is helping me to spend my time in a way that is a little bit more intentional. It's definitely more aligned with kind of the things that I value and where I want to be putting my time and energy. And I also want to be really clear that if you love social media and you're connecting with people there and it's a good place for you to be, I am so glad, and I want you to stay and have that routine and habit. I am certainly not advocating that other people take this kind of break or wean themselves off, but for me, I felt like I needed the break. And I felt like because I'm on Zoom so much and I'm working with so many clients every day and on the weekends, I needed to have some time away from people, and social media was not giving me that. So it's definitely not to say that I won't ever go back and kind of be a more regular presence there, but at least for now, it's saving me a lot of time just on a daily basis in terms of checking in there, but also on kind of a monthly and quarterly basis because I'm not planning social media marketing campaigns for my business anymore. And that's kind of a relief because that was an area that took a lot of time. It wasn't something that I particularly enjoyed doing. And so being able to cut that back has actually felt really good for me. So I would love to take questions on this if you have them. I would also love to hear from you if you have decided to take a break like this. I know that social media for many of us during the pandemic has been a really important coping strategy, and so I want to put that out there too, that if this is something that is still, a good coping strategy for you, then again, I'm really glad to hear that and that you have that way of connecting with people. I think there's a lot of reasons why people stay on social media, and I think there's a lot of reasons why people decide to pull back from social media, and a lot of those reasons are good ones. So you are welcome to email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at katie_linder. You can also connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. But as you heard in this episode, I am not checking there as frequently as I have in the past. And the best way to be in contact with me at this point is definitely via email. So I would love to hear from you any way you want to contact me. And I hope that this was kind of interesting, maybe giving you some things to think about your own social media connections, why you're there, how it's helping you or not. And I would love to hear about what you think about it. So as always, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.